Welcome to the Discovering the Jewish Jesus podcast. I'm Rabbi Kurt Schneider, and I'm a Jewish believer in Jesus the Messiah. I believe as you listen and apply the principles from today's message, you'll receive revelation today for a brighter tomorrow. Let's go. This is Rabbi Schneider. I know there's a lot of fear, that people are feeling a sense of dread in the midst of this coronavirus. I want to just speak a few words that I hope will give direction and comfort. First of all, I want to say that when you're in a relationship with God, you don't have to be afraid of anything. More than 100 times, the scriptures tell us, do not be afraid. So I want to say to you today, reject fear. Fear is not an appropriate response to what is going on. The second thing I want to say is, the Bible is very clear that God is involved in what is going on in the world. One of my favorite verses is in the Torah. It's in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 4, verse 39. And here's what the Lord says. He says, "Know therefore today, and take it to your heart, that the Lord, He is God in heaven above and on the earth below, and there is no other." So we need to understand that what is happening on the planet right now is not happening separate from God. God is intimately involved with His creation. And since God is here, we don't need to be afraid. Jesus said, "Not a sparrow falls to the ground apart from the Father." And so God is here, He's with us. He does not want us to respond in fear. Secondly, I want to say this. We should not be surprised with what we're facing with the coronavirus right now. First of all, from simply a secular point of view, we have known from the medical experts for years that these types of things are to be expected every so often on the planet. We can go back in history, looking at the Spanish influenza, the bubonic plague, and others, and these types of things happen. They've been telling us that we've been due for something like this, and so we shouldn't totally be caught off guard. In fact, we should be living with the soberness, with the recognition that life is dangerous, that bad things happen, and that evil is real. That's the truth. A lot of people want to just respond, well, you know, let's just pray for this and, you know, make it go away, and let's just go back to leading our normal lives and pretend that we're safe. But the reality is, there is no safety or security outside of God. I say in Hebrew, outside of Hashem, the name. You see, the truth is that from the day that we're born, one thing that is inevitable, we're going to die. Whether we're going to die young or old or in middle age, the truth is, we're going to die. And so if we're going to be afraid of death, we might as well be afraid our whole life, because ultimately, everyone's going to die. But Yeshua, Jesus said, don't be afraid of man that can kill the body. Only fear God who can destroy both soul and body in hell. We should not be afraid of death. David, the king of Israel, said, "Lo, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for God is with me." Fear nothing but God. Let me say it again. Fear nothing but God. Don't bow down to fearing the coronavirus. Fear nothing and no one but God. Now, Jesus gave us some more insight into how we should be approaching and understanding this plague that we're facing right now. I'm going to the book of Luke 21, and Luke 21 picks up with a discussion that Jesus was having with His disciples, where Yeshua started prophesying what was going to happen at the end of the age. He started talking about His return. He started talking about what was going to be happening in the world before His return. And so I'm going to begin in the book of Luke chapter 21, and I'm going to read Jesus' words in verse 11, where He warns us that in the days leading up to His return, there would be plagues and famines and terrors. So there is going to be an increasing sense of terror in the natural world if we don't know God, because things on the planet are going to continue to get more chaotic. We're seeing it. We've been seeing it for years already. The climate change, the temperature change, the instability of the economy, the proliferation of nuclear weapons around the world. Things are going to continue to become more unstable. And the reason this is happening is as we approach the day of the Lord, the day where our Maker will reveal Himself to the world, the day that the one that created the earth will reveal Himself to the earth, as we're leading up to that day, as we're leading up to that judgment, because God is going to bring everything into order, what is going to happen is the Spirit of God that's been holding the earth in order is going to begin to withdraw, exerting His authority. And when the Spirit of the Lord begins to withdraw, exerting His manifest presence in the world, the result of that withdrawal is going to be darkness and chaos will increase. Like when you turn off lights in a room, bam, there's darkness. The same thing is true in the spiritual world. When the Lord begins to remove His manifest light from the earth, darkness that's already here will come to the surface because it's not being restrained. And as darkness comes to the surface because the Spirit of the Lord is not keeping it in order, it is going to create havoc and chaos, including plagues like we're experiencing today. Nothing to be afraid of. In fact, Jesus told us in Luke 21 that when these things happen, our response should be twofold. Number one, He said in verse 13, it will lead to an opportunity for your testimony. So the first response of someone that has a relationship with God should be, you know what? The world is in terror right now, just as Jesus got done saying, but it's given an opportunity for me to share the light of God's love with the earth. Because people that are oftentimes not open to receiving God's truth, when they run into a time like this, where they're in fear and they're facing something that's bigger than they are, now they're open because they need help. And so Jesus said it will lead to an opportunity, Luke 21, 13, to give your testimony, to share God's love, to share God's light, to share that Jesus loves you, that He wants to protect you, that He wants to help you. Whether you live or die, it doesn't matter. You're safe in Him. You're safe in God. As the text continues, Yeshua said it's going to get so bad. Jesus said it's going to get so bad in the 26th verse, whether we're talking about as a result of the coronavirus or whether we're talking about some point in the future. We can't be sure right now. I do believe this is a forerunner, if not one of the final statements that God's making on the earth before Yeshua returns to wake the world up. But whether it's now or whether it's going to be in the future that it will come to a finality, Yeshua said it's going to be so bad that men will be fainting from fear. I'm reading verse 26, Luke 21. Men fainting from fear and the expectation of things which are coming upon the world. In other words, they're going to be fainting from what they are experiencing, from what they see happening, from the deaths, from the tragedies, from the pestilence. They're going to be fainting from the fear, a spirit of doom and gloom. But again, Yeshua said, you're not to fear what the world fears. And don't call a conspiracy what the world calls a conspiracy. Instead, He said, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. So I want to encourage you today. Number one, regardless of whether you're presently in a relationship with your Maker or not, you have an opportunity right now to simply get down on your knees if you don't know God and say, God, forgive me. I've lived my life going my own direction. I've been self-willed. I haven't honored you. I haven't given you glory. I haven't sought you. I haven't tried to put you first in my life. Father, forgive me. This has woken me up to the fact that life is bigger than I am, that my life is finite and that you're real. And God, I want to bring myself into a relationship with you. I'm coming to you right now in Jesus' name. Come into my life, Lord. Forgive me for my sins and bring me to yourself. If you will do that, my friend, with sincerity, you don't have to be afraid of anything at all. You can live in victory for the rest of your days by the strength of God's Spirit. Secondly, for those of you that do know the Lord, for those of you that are in a relationship with Hashem, you know what? This is your greatest opportunity. Never before in our planet have we had a pandemic in our lifetime, pandemic announced by the President of the United States. This is your opportunity to show people that knowing Jesus really does make a difference, that you're not afraid because you've got a bigger vision and a bigger call on your life, and death cannot swallow you up. Death cannot hold you, that you're heaven bound, that you're going into the light, and that you're destined for glory. So do not be afraid. Take this opportunity. If you've not come to God, come to Him today. It will be the greatest day of your life. And for those of you that know the Lord, remember, resist fear, let your joy shine, and give men around you hope. This is Rabbi Schneider saying God bless you and shalom.
We pray you've been blessed, and we hope you will join us for another podcast. If the Lord is leading you to support Discovering the Jewish Jesus, please visit our website at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. While there, you can check out our many free resources, such as teaching notes on this episode, submit your prayer requests, and do so much more. This concludes the podcast.